by that time, Bob was in the service, and we were writing letters to each other, and sometimes we got them, and sometimes we didn't. He went from island to island. He might get 5 or 6 letters at a time, and some of them he never got, and I probably didn't either. He was a staff sergeant.
And we're talking about your husband again now.
In the Pacific, it was a real different area to fight in than in Europe. It was hot tropics, and they were so far apart from island to island. He was on a B-25 as a tail gunner, and all he ever told me when he got home was, well, I saw where we had been, but I didn't know where we were going. He was short enough and didn't weigh so much, but what did he get back in the tail of the airplane? His two officers over him, they were on R&R in Australia. So he was put on a Navy ship and sent up to the Leyte Gulf in the Philippines. I think the Navy thinks that's the biggest battle of World War II, is the one at Leyte Gulf. They were there on this ship that was taking things to the troops in the Philippines, and they had high-octane gasoline for the planes, among other things. And what they had to eat was soda crackers in a box and Spam or something like that. There they were, but they couldn't land because the Japanese snipers were up in the palm trees. So he was on board ship, and 2 kamikaze pilots dove their airplanes into that ship. He was wounded, and I think there were about 160 that were killed. So since he's like he is and like I am, he just knew he better write down what he remembered of that, because he might not remember when he got home. So he took one of those cracker boxes, and he wrote on the back of it the thing, and he got some of the information from a Navy ship next to him that sent the message on to the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. So after he got out of the service, he says, I think I deserve the Purple Heart. So I typed it up, and they sent him the Purple Heart and all these medals that he should have had, but none of his things ever caught up with him, see. If he hadn't recorded some of that on the back of that cracker box, there would be no way of knowing what had happened for sure. He was in the hospital then, there in the Philippines, and the Philippine girls were doing a good job taking care of him, but he got that jungle rot, which is in that article. They gave him penicillin and sulfa, and we found out later he was allergic to it while he was having so much trouble with it. So finally they sent him home to Topeka, Kansas, to a hospital there, and he was discharged then. And I think he got 20% veterans pension, I guess you'd call it.
Could you have left anytime you wanted?
No.
You couldn't?
No, I didn't ever get home.
Even if somebody wanted to?
Well, I wanted to one day, but I asked for it and I got turned down, so I didn't ask anymore.
Why did you want to leave?
The aunt that had a lot to do to help me grow up after my mother died was having major surgery, and I thought I ought to be there. They said, no, this is wartime. I stayed up there the whole time.